Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, September 20th, 2024, and all hell is breaking loose. Strap yourselves in.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Forty-five days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 40 seconds, the most important election in world history. It is Friday, September 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, folks, Senator Josh Hawley has come out with a Secret Service whistleblower who works at Mar-a-Lago saying they stood down default. It's an inside job. I mean, it's just insane, beyond even what we saw in Butler. All right, that's coming up, and I'm going to play a report from him on Fox News talking about it. Then Matt Gaetz got a DHS warning, and so did Trump, that there are five hit teams inside the U.S., three foreign, two domestic, actually trying to hunt and kill the president. Then we've got just so much more today. Evidence mounting, it was a laser attack on Trump, but he was up in the lights with his pupils closed. People back in the dark got their eyes fried. It's either that or chlorine gas, but things are pointing towards it being lasers. It's all coming up first. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox.
Senator Josh Hawley joins me now. Senator, what are you hearing now from people that are speaking to your staff?
Well, what we've heard, Jesse, from new whistleblowers who've come forward about this second assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life, and here's what they have told us. That golf course that the president was playing, Secret Service have guarded that course many, many times. And what the whistleblower says is protocol calls for Secret Service to station agents along the places in the course that are known vulnerabilities. I want to emphasize the service has guarded this course many times. They know where there are vulnerabilities. They normally station agents there ahead of Trump's appearance on the course, but they apparently did not do that this last weekend. And the whistleblowers tell me that's strange. That's out of protocol. It's not even clear Secret Service swept the perimeter before Trump took to the course. Also a breach of protocol. And they want to know why, and so do I. I think the Secret Service deserves to give us answers.
We're hearing conflicting reports about who fired off those rounds at Ruth. Was it a guy sweeping the perimeter during the round, or was it the advance team who was a hole ahead? Do we have any understanding of what the truth is there?
I don't think we do yet. Certainly I don't. And again, the Secret Service, the FBI, DHS have not been forthcoming on this. Jesse, I want to emphasize, we are over 2 months, of course, since Butler. Do you know that the Secret Service still has not given congressional investigators the documents and evidence we have been asking for 2 months? 2 months since Trump was shot in the face. Now he has been shot at, or nearly so, again. And still, Secret Service is stonewalling right down to this hour. I mean, what is going on here? They need to level with us. They need to level with the American people. And they need to tell us what in the world has happened.
I mean, even your colleagues, pretty partisan colleagues on the left, Blumenthal, even he's just had it. So we're also hearing, and this is new, tell me if you've heard this as well, that the Secret Service told the locals in Butler, oh, no, we got the roof. Don't worry about the roof. We got it. Is that what you heard, too? Because they didn't get it.
You know, I saw this in Senator Grassley's recent report, and I can tell you, Jesse, I can confirm that local law enforcement in Butler, local whistleblowers have told me in my office that Secret Service was indeed the one that took, of course, the planning lead on the day, and that Secret Service was supposed to be in charge of securing that location. And they didn't do it. And I tell you what, local law enforcement has been extremely upset, to put it mildly, for months now that they've been blamed. The Secret Service went public, blamed the locals, and the locals say it wasn't our responsibility. Secret Service was supposed to do it. Jesse, the local police even offered Secret Service drones on the day in Butler. Secret Service said no.
Do you believe in your heart that the Secret Service is just incompetent or they're compromised?
You know, all I can say is this, when for 2 months,
God,
you won't answer questions in public, you won't give congressional investigators any documents or
arrest
evidence,
Ronald
you
Rowe.
Won't comply
he
with
ran
the most
the attack.
Basic request for information,
he lied to
that
Congress.
Raises a lot of troubling questions. It's a stonewall, Jesse, that's all there is to it.
This country is a state of war.
Point. I don't know why they're stonewalling, but it can't be good. And it's time for them to come clean.
It's unacceptable. And again, great job with your office communicating with these whistleblowers. It's the only way we're getting the truth out there. Thank you, Senator Hawley.
All right, we'll be back. It's all at InfoWars.com. Share it.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Global domination is the name of the game. There are three major power blocks: the Communist Chinese, the Russians, and the Anglo-American establishment, that is the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe. And the particular dominant group is the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they call themselves, what the Russians call it. It goes back 900 years, this long-term fight that has continually been going on. And the end of the old financial system is happening now. They want to launch the new global system right now. And quite frankly, all the major power blocks are pushing the same cashless society control grid. Now, we have so much insane news today with only 45 days left to the most important election in world history. And we've got the 76 days when President Trump is president-elect. So let me tell you what is coming up here today. We have the head of Rasmussen Polling, which is one of the most respected polling groups in the world, joining us at the start of the next hour. Mark Mitchell's their head of polling, their vice president. He's one of the top pollsters in the world, the most accurate on record. And Kamala is collapsing in all the battleground states, particularly Pennsylvania and Georgia. That makes them even more desperate. He's going to go through all this breaking news in 53 minutes from now. Now, let me tell you what we've got for you. Jack Posobiec, Mark Mitchell, Mike Adams, myself, Jay Dyer. Okay. We're in a war. We're peaceful. We're an information war with the truth and justice and common sense and prosperity and security and love of God and country and family. We're selling delicious ice water in the Sahara for free. They're selling cyanide in the Sahara. We're handing out coats at the North Pole. They're trying to take people's clothes. I mean, it's that cut and dry. The globalists want you to eat bugs. They want you to own nothing and have nothing. They believe it's their right to rule and dominate and have full power. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing the enemy plan, reading their books and articles and white papers and watching their meetings and how public they are about the future's not human. Everybody will be sterile by 2040s. I can play you the clips. WEF, UN, world government, we own your bodies. You're going to be nanotech. We're injecting you with nanotech. And then they deny they're doing it when we say don't do it. We're in a war. The globalists are not just at war with us. They're at war with every population, every family, every individual over your freedom, over your right to control your own destiny. They want you to be a cog in their machine while you're useful as they slowly kill you. So, to talk about the war front and all the top Democrats saying ban free speech, put Trump supporters in jail for their speech, Gavin Newsom signing laws to do it. you have to understand that the enemy's losing and they know they're losing. So here's what we've got on the play today. Matt Gaetz comes out yesterday afternoon and says DHS briefed him, that's Mayorkas, just as bad as the Justice Department, two peas in a pod, that there are five hit teams confirmed in America, three foreign, two domestic. You know, those are all globalist cutouts. They can just fund a group that thinks they're working for Iran or Russia. They really work for the globalist. What's the plot of every James Bond movie? There's a terror group that's about to carry out a terror attack and blame somebody else or start a war. And who wrote those books? Ian Fleming, the deputy head of OSS and then MI6. And he gave speeches and wrote articles saying this is the kind of stuff we saw really happen. What's Vault 7 that Snowden released? It's all the CIA spoofing hack attacks, spoofing death threats, posing as somebody else, false flagging. Hillary said when she was running 2016, if there's one cyber attack, we'll nuke Russia. Well, you can spoof that. You can frame that so easy. And we have the CIA documents where they do it. I've had the feds plant child porn on our computers and then do discovery to find it and try to claim it's me. But even the FBI came out and said, Jones is the victim of this. It was planted on the computers. Of course it was. So there's some good people in the government's a lot bad. It's a war. It's a civil war between good versus evil. They're trying to make it a civil war, white versus black. No, it's the people against the establishment. You know, I got clips of PDD saying, Trump's evil. We're going to have a black against white race war because of Trump. Trump's just trying to empower the country and unify us. So here's what's going on. Just today, just the last 24 hours, five hit teams, three foreign, two domestic, we're told, by DHS that's been standing down and all the rest of it, at these Trump assassinations, saying confirmed, not speculation, not chatter, five hit teams with 45 days left of the election are in the U.S. trying to kill Trump. Then Senator Josh Hawley released this last night. I had the letter. He's been on Fox talking about it. A Secret Service agent came to him, and I've got his letter right here, and said, we've been there at Mar-a-Lago for years. They stood down. They always do sweeps of the woods. When he plays golf, they put people basically right at the spot and other spots where you can come to the woods and shoot Trump. And there was a stand down. And it appears the Secret Service was working with the shooter. That's kind of a big deal. Then we've got a week and a half after it happened, two Sundays ago, Trump's in Tucson, and 20 of the people, that's all there were, it was 20 to the left, 20 to the right, on the corner of the stage behind him where he came in and where he left. Some of them still can't see. Their retinas have been burned. Their eyes have been burned, and that could be chlorine gas or some other type of gas, or it could be an infrared laser, which you can't see with the naked eye. And put a certain type of dust into the air that does reflect it, and then you'll see it shimmer. But you don't see an infrared laser, just like you can't see infrared in sunlight. There's a full band of light in sunlight, and the infrared is in the not visible light spectrum but will burn you. They've got infrared lasers they use to work on electronics and finish microchips. If you've seen the movie Elysium, when he works at the robot factory, type in robot factory accident Elysium, it'll come up. Matt Damon, robot factory accident. Or Matt Damon gets fried in robot factory, and you notice it's a high-powered laser slash also radiation that they fire into the chips. But the point is that you don't see it. And that's a perfect weapon, and the Russians have it, the Chinese have it, the UK has it, the US, so they all have it. got ships with it, everything. We've had U.S. ships and aircraft hit with infrared lasers. And again, that's what's the light and the sunlight that burns you. So there's that. And I was saying you could put two tablets in the type of chemicals you need in a bottle of water, close it, have the tablets in your pocket, have the bottle of water, go into the rally, pop it in, release it. And then that gas rises up and burns your eyes. But it's even better. You can have something that looks like a light, because it is a light. That's what a laser is, direct a different type of focus light. Or you can have it even look like a camera, and it's aimed right at Trump. You ask, why wouldn't his eyes be burned? Well, they might have, and Trump's just acting like he's tough and isn't affecting him. I didn't notice he's been squinting a lot lately, and looks like he's not too happy. But the people directly behind him got fried from the angle. So I think Mike Adams is right, and he's an engineer. This looks like laser. The hospitals are saying these people can't see. Their eyes are burning. So we've got that. That just illustrates for you how crazy and everything is. And remember what I said back on the 13th of July, what I've said since then, what I said this week, what I said last week before they tried to kill him again in Palm Beach at his golf course outside Mar-a-Lago? I said, for every assassination attempt you know about, I guarantee you there's three or four you don't. That's an exact quote. Now we learn five professional hit teams, not one, not two, not three, not four, five hit teams are inside the United States with a mission to kill Trump, and they won't say who. Well, you know, they're going to say the Iranians. They're going to say Hamas, Iranians, Hezbollah. They're going to say Russians. That's the three foreign groups. When they finally say it, that's who they'll blame, one of those or all of those. And then two domestic groups. So why are they doing that? Well, we know. I mean, there's a 99% chance. I mean, I know for sure, but let's just say 99. That's being done so that when they kill Trump, they can blame it on the Iranians or the Russians, which I've been saying before they tried to shoot Trump last week and before they hit him in the ear, grazed him 2 months and 8 days ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. I said they will start blaming Iran for the next assassination attempt, and 3 days later they did it on the 16th. Like clockwork. That's all I do is war game this. I see all the pre-programming that's already there. You can see it as well. Everybody else can see it. And now you got senators going, yeah, they stood down in Butler. They stood down in Florida. Of course they did. This is this human trafficking demon Mayorkas and Kamala. And I mean, they won't even give Trump regular Secret Service. President gets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. His stupid wife gets hundreds. Trump usually has about 15 Secret Service agents now. But they've got all the cops wanting to help him, but they won't even work with them, we now learn. Under default orders of Ronald Rowe, who lied to Congress, says he doesn't know who stood down. He doesn't know what happened. Turned out he took full control of Butler and ordered everybody off the site, wouldn't put people on the roof, wouldn't let them sync their radio channels, which is standard. That's like a bank manager leaving the door open and the vault open when he leaves at 6 o'clock at night. And then the cops look at the surveillance camera and go, the front door's open, the vault's open. Let's look at the surveillance cameras and see who left it open. And the cops zoom in, the FBI zooms in and notices, wait, the vault manager just acted like he hit the code on the vault and locked it. He didn't. They go check the computer record. You're indicted, buddy. And then they get his information. They find out off geolocating with a cell phone and that he's been meeting with the bank robbers for 2 months. You're going to the pen, buddy. It's the same thing here. They opened the gates. They did it all. It's right there. You have to do mental gymnastics not to see how that's happened. So they're laying the groundwork to truck bomb or drone attack or missile his airplane out of the sky. Ooh, super professional, five groups, three foreign governments. They're here. They're going to kill Trump. so that when they have a more professional, not just some brainwashed leftist that they wound up and protected and trained, just like the Butler shooter, or trained in Ukraine and under CIA like the Florida would-be shooter. No, now they're going to bring in their professional teams and say, oh, the Iranians did it. And then Americans will get so pissed when Trump's dead, some of them will believe it and go, that's right, let's nuke them right now. That's 45 days out. 45 days out, and this is what we're dealing with. And we've got all these Democrats passing laws to ban free speech in California. Hillary saying arrest Trump supporters for their, quote, disinfo, that she decides what's disinfo while she lies constantly. And you got Kamala coming out with a video last night saying, I've never wanted your guns, and Tim Walz doesn't want your guns, and if somebody breaks my house, I'm going to kill them. Meanwhile, we've got a huge compilation of her saying she'll ban the guns. But she says in the same speech, though I do want to ban semi-autos, I'm not going to ban your guns. I'm just going to ban most guns. There's, you know, that's the semi-autos. And then just to give you a little flavor of where we're at, because any other talk show host would be talking about this nonstop, and I'm going to hit this now and then get back into all this and give you breaking inside intel with Jack Posobiec coming up here in 10 minutes. But I want to show you this first for your TV viewer. People have been asking me what's going on for 11 weeks since the feds tried to shut us down illegally without a court order. The judge found out that the Justice Department appointed through the court, because they wanted to come into my case, this is very rare, U.S. trustee ordered this place shut outside law, and the judge fired her and fired the CRO that I've been dealing with for a year and a half, sabotaging the hell out of this place. What broke last night? People hear this like, really? Justice Department? No court order? Ready for this? Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all over the news right now. Bloomberg. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sales efforts challenged by the DOJ. Now, it's very cut and dry that the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the equipment, the shopping cart, all that can be sold. And they know full well that there are a bunch of Patriot buyers. And then the operation continues on. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party front group, run by the CIA on record, it's come out, FBI in court. They've been, yeah, the FBI ran the whole thing in court. During the fake trial, Bureau was already found guilty. They said, we don't want money. We want him shut down. And they claim they own my name now in filings and my any social media, even though the president says they don't. They're going to try. I've got to fight them. So here's Bloomberg. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee efforts challenged by DOJ. InfoWars for sale. Alex Jones assets, again, debated in bankruptcy court. Wall Street Journal. So you heard back in June, personal assets to be sold, but company bankruptcy dismissed. I'm in personal bankruptcy. I own Free Speech Systems. Under most of the precedent, I'm able to agree to that with the new trustee who's been fair and nice so far and not gotten in our way. Let us keep operating. So now we're actually in the black some. But yes, if there is an LLC, you can't force its sale even in bankruptcy, but I'm in bankruptcy so you can. But the federal government has come into my bankruptcy. I told them they've been involved in the whole thing. They come to the depositions and threaten me and, you know, say, if you say one thing wrong, you're going to jail, and read U.S. codes to me, trying to scare me as if I've done something wrong. I'm literally a Boy Scout. All I've had is mainline accountants and CPAs. I don't even touch the money. They lied and said hundreds of millions of dollars. I was going to go to jail. Remember that? Now, New York Times. Alex Jones had meager assets. We were wrong. Yeah, you just made all that stuff up. So what I do have is a giant audience and kick-ass listeners and activists and amazing researchers, and we're fighting the new world order. That's what we are. So everybody hears, oh, it's shutting down. It's in the news. It's shut down 10 weeks ago. And then it didn't happen. People are like, what's going on? They illegally, outside of law, vigilantes from the Justice Department, came in here and ordered the place shut down with private security coming in, and I told them, I'm calling the police. Can't do that. Had basically a standoff for 3 days. People at first like, is he kidding? People, our government doesn't do that. Oh, the government doesn't ban speech in California? Felonies? Hillary didn't get on TV and say she wants to put us in jail for our speech. You damn right they are. You damn right they're trying to kill Trump. We are not in Kansas anymore. We are in a war. The New World Order is coming down on us. They've dissolved the border. They're human trafficking children and sex slavery and slave labor. The sky, they're starting World War III with the Russians. They already started it. The sky's the limit. So what have they filed? Well, the feds filed they don't want to be able to be sold. And they just want it closed. And they want it closed. You can't make this up. In the first week of November. What are they going to do in that 76 days that they want the real Alex Jones on X? My personal thing I've had for 17 years. Nothing to do with them. Nothing. I promote InfoWars on it, but it's mine. The terms of service say they can't have it. There's no court cases they can get it. They don't care because they want me off air with whatever they're going to pull. So, just like when they tried to do this 11 weeks ago, I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. This isn't about me. The orders have come. They had the Justice Department. When I first filed for bankruptcy and free speech, send a letter to the lawyers we had that got scared and quit, big ones, saying, this comes from the president. He will not be afforded the bankruptcy system. I had the witnesses. They had the emails. They're so arrogant. They send emails. This ain't America, buddy. You don't get any freedom. So that's where we are. So here's the deal. Without getting into all the minutia, I need your support. I need your aid. Like Travis at the Alamo, I need your support. I need you to go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and get great products that are amazing. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get amazing Patriot t-shirts so that we have the funding and sponsors and everything to go into the future regardless. It is beyond critical. We're going to show you some B-roll here of the new t-shirts that have come in. Now, these are bestsellers already, and those are great. But I tell you what, those are the t-shirts that came in a few weeks ago. They're great, too. If you just go to thealexjonesstore.com, we'll punch up the actual website on air. You can see the new ones. Now, look at those. Look at those. Look at that. Look at that royal blue with the classic join or die. I designed that baby. I mean, that's what I want. And it says join or die. And then it says realalexjones.com, a site you'll be hearing a lot about in the future. Then we've got the fourth anniversary for 2020 of Space Force being officially launched. The classic Tyranny Response Team is back. And a classic shirt I designed more than 15 years ago. We haven't sold for over a decade. A big old join or die on army tan green, olive drab with the snake starting at your down at your stomach on the right up to your over your heart to the left. The don't snack on me shirt. Now more than 50 incredible original designs at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, the enemy wants this shut down for a reason. And believe me, I'm running around, got a lot of stuff going on I'm not going to tell the enemy about because they're watching too. But if you want to put your money where it has the biggest effect against the globalists and stops them, you need to flood us with support at thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and infowarsstore.com. I've fired the bat signal. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands. I respectfully am asking for your aid and comfort. Will you give it to me in our time of need? I'll never back down, but I could give out. I need your help now. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the alexjonesstore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars. That's key to support. Into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs. New ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day. Into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prizes announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air, and these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the Infowars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life. They're being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrant at point blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Crazy stuff's happening because the globalists are losing control very quickly. And even if they're able to take out the leadership of the liberty movement here in the United States and other countries, it's a Pyrrhic victory because they will be destroyed in the process. I would tell the globalists they need to back off, they need to surrender, they need to sue for peace, and they need to capitulate. Now, Jack is stuck in traffic. He's almost home. We'll be on with us in a few minutes. Jack Posobiec's got a bunch of big intel on the apparent laser attack on the Trump supporters a week and a half ago in Tucson, Arizona. on the five professional hit teams here to kill Trump. DHS, this is confirmed. Of course, it's their cover for getting ready to kill Trump. Josh Hawley and the Secret Service whistleblower on the stand down at Mar-a-Lago last Sunday. That's only 6 days ago. Seems like 6 years ago. And so much more here. But I want to get into Kamala and her next level gaslighting. It's spectacular, quite frankly. Just like, I'm not for fracking. That's insane. You're nuts. There's no Haitians doing anything wrong in Springfield. You're crazy, Trump. There's no Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments. I mean, and there's no moon in the sky, and there's no sun in the sky, and there's no fish in the ocean. Freaking nuts. There's no hot dogs at baseball games. There's no meow in the kitty cats. There's no boom boom in the gun. There's no bam bam in a boxing match. There's no hut hut in a football game. There's no white on rice. There's no sting in a bee. There's no flirt in a date. There's no punch in an ass kicking. This goes on and on. But first, I never get to this type of stuff. And Trump is known for this very quietly. He never talks about it. He got it from his dad. They were so rough in business with big companies or the mafia they would push around or just any of it. But people they knew, people they didn't know, when they had tragedies, the Trumps just do this. It's what they do. And I've experienced it just a little myself. And when I got married 8 years ago, Trump gets my wife's cell phone number, calls her. She says, Trump. She's just talking to him like, you know, 8-9 minutes. I was like, hey, I want to talk to him. I'm like grabbing the phone away. And he's just telling her what a great guy I am and what a patriot I am, how lucky she is and blah, blah, blah. It was just a nice thing to do. He does that all day long. So here's a video of the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of dollars at the time they gave this family when Trump was going to private school in his primary school. And here's the father talking about when he was a little kid, what happened when his dad died and what Trump's dad did. Here it is.
I have an amazing story to tell you real quick about what President Trump's father, Fred Trump, did for myself, for my brother, for my sister, for my mother. 1974, my dad suffered a major heart attack. I went to the same school as Donald Trump, the Kew Forest School. 3 days after my father's burial, there was a knock on the door one school morning, 7 a.m. I answered the door. It's a distinguished gentleman. I was 10 years old. My father just died. The gentleman said, kid, call your mom. I called my mom from upstairs. She came down. Gentleman said to my mom, I am Fred Trump, Donald's father. And my mom says, yes, I know Donald went to the Kew Forest School. And Mr. Fred Trump said to my mom, yes, Mrs. Rem, very sorry about Joseph's death. And what you don't know is I'm still on the board of trustees at the Kew Forest School. And this morning, I let headmaster Mr. Philip Rogers know that from this day forward, myself, Fred Trump, out of my own pocket, is going to pay for your 3 children's tuition because I don't want the kids to have to go back into the public school system. And the tuition in 1974 was $2,500 per child, $7,500, which is about $80,000, $100,000 in today's money. And who would do that except the President Trump's father? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and they give the Trump family grief. The Trump family is a wonderful family, the entire family, sorry. And who else? Can you picture Joseph Biden or Kamala Harris doing that? No. All they care about is buying another mansion. I'm going to tell you, the Trump family is wonderful. I love you, Donald. I wish I could shake your hand. It was my mother's last dying wish to shake your hand and to thank your father, Fred Trump, for what he did for us kids in 1974 in Forest Hills, New York. I love you, President.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
So there you go. And I didn't put in a call to have Trump call when I got remarried. He just found out about it, and that's the kind of stuff he does. It's crazy. And he's totally loyal to you're not loyal to him. And that's where we are. So it's well known that Hillary, Gavin Newsom, it's in the news. They never give tips. When we cover Bilderberg around the world, from Istanbul to England to the U.S., we always get into the hotel a few days before they close it. We talk to the bartenders and people, and they say, hey, they're going to be really rude and mean. I know you won't give us info now, but just give us your number. When you see how horrible they are, you're going to call us. They go, oh, my God, they're really rude. They don't give us tips. They tell us not to look them in the eyes. We've got these documents in the trash can. Do you want them? We go get the documents. It's the same thing at Davos. They hate you. It's not they don't care about you. They want to kill you. They are the most monstrous, evil, greedy. Who wants to cut the energy off and make people poor? They do. Who wants to increase taxes on tips and overtime? They did that. Trump's going to get rid of it. They're jerks. They're beyond jerks. They are just the most horrible thing you can imagine. It's worse. Get that through your heads. And I know most of you understand that. But, I mean, really, we're up against, I mean, the Republicans passed in the House. The Democrats said they're going to vote against it. They may beat it in the Senate to deport someone convicted of rape who's an illegal. The Democrats almost voted to a person. I have the articles and news clips. I have the vote. I have video of the vote on C-SPAN. You want to see it? I posted on X. You can watch it yesterday afternoon. They won't deport rapists convicted? They're villains for real. And then Kamala, oh, I'm not for fracking, dozens of videos and sets policy. Oh, I'm the best border czar. I was never the border czar. Oh, I was a border czar. Oh, I built the wall. I mean, the whoppers that these people tell. And we catch so many of the COVID heads in England, the U.S., behind the scenes laughing. Oh, it's all fake. Your immunity's great. I wouldn't take that shot. Ha, ha, ha. We locked everybody up while we had orgies. You're like, wow, what scum. And they're given orders, and they follow the orders, and they get money. So when you look at this trash, they are the mercenaries. So here's Kamala on Oprah. If somebody breaks into my house, they're going to get shot. And then dovetail it with a new video she released, clip 4. So 2 and 4. Kamala Harris is now branding herself as a staunch Second Amendment supporter. And then we're going to play what she actually stands for. Here it is.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody and I that breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that. But my staff will deal with that later. Yeah.
But you...
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws. I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
That's enough.
Yes, yes.
So, it's like she's on Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers. She's got a cue card up, your radio listener. I'll describe it. Listeners, viewers just saw it. But let's decipher what she said. Oh, I'm for your guns. I just want to ban assault weapons. That's all semi-auto, including handguns. But she says, and of course, I want universal background checks. That's registration. When you give your wife or husband or 18-year-old son or daughter a gun, or grandpa dies. So it's ban all semi-autos, register guns, and it goes on from there. They've already done that everywhere. They did that in Australia, Canada, you name it. Very hard to own a gun now. Banned in most parts of the world. The same formula, the same steps, they do it. But we put together a little compilation here. You know, I told McBrain to make it a minute long, but he couldn't help it. It's like 3 minutes long. The Jack Posobiec's coming on with all the big news and all the assassination attempts and the insanity and the whistleblowers and the five hit teams and the laser attacks. And it's just getting, it's not getting, it's total bonker land. Like they say in Ghostbusters, into the world type of stuff. Wrath of God. Dead rising from the grave. Dogs and cats living together. It's not funny, though. Here's a short compilation of her, where she really stands.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Sorry. Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't.
Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
California Senator Kamala Harris says if she becomes president, she will take what her campaign calls executive action to combat gun violence.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
We, who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, and that's why we will work to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
It is reasonable to say that weapons of war have no place on the streets of America, and by that, I mean assault weapons. Weapons of war. They were literally designed to be weapons of war.
This business about taking everyone's guns away, Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away, so stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe we need to renew the assault weapons ban.
I'm also in favor of the assault weapons ban.
Look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America. And assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war, and there is no place for them on a civil society.
There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
We don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that we want to comply with our laws, and that I know that to be true.
We want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. And Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
We need an assault weapons ban. These are reasonable things to do.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws.
And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Posobiec is with us, investigative journalist, former naval intelligence, and some of the best sources out there as private investigators on the ground investigating both the attempted assassinations of President Trump. He'll be doing a big briefing with myself and Tucker Carlson in Reading, Pennsylvania on Monday. It looks like it is going to sell out, but tickets are still available. Hope you find all of that at tuckercarlson.com/events. Okay, Jack, so much here, limited time. Totally insane. Rasmussen polls, the most accurate as we know, showing she's crumbling in all the major swing states, particularly Georgia and Pennsylvania. Head of Rasmussen joins us next hour, their head pollster. We have Matt Gaetz saying DHS told him 5 hit teams, 3 foreign, 2 domestic. That looks to me like cover when they try to kill Trump to blame it on Iran or something. We have Senator Josh Hawley, with Secret Service whistleblower, saying that they stood down last Sunday, 6 days ago, there outside Mar-a-Lago at the Palm Beach golf club that Trump owns. We have now more evidence mounting that some type of infrared laser was used a week and a half ago, 2 Sundays ago, almost 2 weeks ago in Arizona, there in Tucson. This is just insane that all of this is going on and unfolding. Jack, the country is in a fight for its life right now with 45 days of the election. Let's get into the DHS information given to Congressman Matt Gaetz first.
That's right, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on. So Charlie Kirk and myself were at Penn State University. We were conducting a Get Out the Vote event yesterday there, 3,000 students. We brought 1,500 hats. We had double the amount of students co up. We didn't even have enough hats there. And then Matt Gaetz came on my program, and he just dropped this absolute bombshell that he had a source, he said, came into his office. And I've talked with Matt off air as well. We're going to see if this person is interested in filing a whistleblower report or not. That being said, what he told Matt, again, five assassination teams. And that, by the way, this is key. These five teams, and supposedly, now this is the information that was given. So we also have to assess whether or not this information was given to Gaetz as a potential cover for something that's going on. Is this a controlled leak? Is this a limited hangout? Because obviously things were, you have to look at it this way. And this is when we wrote Bulletproof, you see me in the video there. When we wrote Bulletproof, we also explained that this Iranian story that popped up just days after seemed as though it was almost like a CYA, as if the story had been planted expecting that the assassination attempt would be successful, but it was not successful.
And that was so obvious, I called it 3 days before they did that. That's how obvious it was.
The question is then, are we dealing with a situation where there are multiple cover stories that people trying to put out? Are there multiple situations where you have cover stories that are being planted with media? You've got shooters that are taking pot shots at Trump, it seems, almost left and right. You've got rallies where people are experiencing these chemical related symptoms, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds to me like CS. I actually have a source from Secret Service on that. And what we're hearing, though, as well, and again, it came out on Human Events yesterday regarding these five teams, was that this info, and this is key, by the way, Alex, what the source said was that this information was known to the Department of Homeland Security prior to the Butler shooting. So just understand the information. Here's the timeline on this. The source goes to Gaetz's office prior to the Trump International Golf Club incident. So prior to 9/15, Gaetz is told this just recently, right before basically it happens on that afternoon last Sunday. But supposedly DHS had information of a threat report that was coming down from their channels. We don't know. But what it seems to me is that this information was coming from what? Another intelligence agency. So this is what happens in the IC. One agency generates a report, and then they disseminate that report through their partners. So you're looking at DHS got the report. Obviously, Secret Service would have had to have this report as well because they're under DHS. So then the question is, who originated this report? Because DHS isn't going overseas and running all this stuff. No. We know that domestic intelligence and domestic threats are the purview of the FBI, and international is under CIA. So the tip-off here, Alex, the tip-off to say that there's three assassination teams that are foreign, that means that that report more than likely was associated with the Central Intelligence Agency, which has the primary responsibility of focusing on foreign threats. So you get what I'm saying? This information likely came from FBI, CIA, was filtered down to DHS. Someone says, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. They go to Gaetz to blow the whistle to say something's going on. But the question, of course, is where did the story get started? And is this the story that they want to be getting out there? Again, all of this happening while President Trump is not receiving, supposedly the House just voted, and I hope they did, to give him full security, but that remains to be seen. So, Alex, we're compiling all this for our book, Bulletproof, The Truth About the Trump Assassination Attempts, and then, of course, you and I will be delivering a more formal briefing on Monday evening, Reading, Pennsylvania, with Tucker Carlson right up there in PA, because there's so much information that's coming out. It's really raw at this point, and, of course, as it develops, we are working with our sources and working with our independent investigators to try to put this all together to make the picture make sense.
Now let's be very clear and say it again and then move into Senator Josh Hawley's bombshell with the new Secret Service whistleblower that's worked at Mar-a-Lago and is saying they always patrol that. They always have people there, even with less folks. This was a stand down from the default that's been going on for many years. Obviously, he was actively the president for 4 years there as well. We know that Ryan Ralph is connected to the CIA. We know that's who runs these foreign brigades and groups for the Foreign Legion from the U.S. and other countries there. And we've been clearly saying looks like they'll probably try to use some cutouts out of that area of the world. That's just standard procedure, just like they used Operation Mongoose with trying to kill Castro to then kill Kennedy here domestically. But that's when I saw this break yesterday and saw you guys break it. I instantly thought the same thing you're saying is they're trying to get ahead of this because they know it's going to go to foreign connections, but it's not foreign governments. It's the CIA classically working outside the nation or other intelligence groups or corporate mercenary groups to then come back. And so they may be going to frame Russia or Iran or somebody else. And it looks like they're going to then, if they're doing that, try another attack. And they're already pre-programming it that it's a foreign group when they do it, even though they tried to blame Iran previously. But how did Iran have the Secret Service stand down? These foreign governments don't have the motive, but you also have Iran behind the scenes caught working, hacking.
Well, Alex, but here's one of the twists here, because we're told Iran, we're told Pakistan, but wait a minute, Ukraine was one of the countries that was mentioned. And say, wait a minute, if Ukraine is one of the countries that's mentioned, which of course is the country that's blamed for the Nord Stream 2 strike, when we all know who is really behind that, that the question, of course, is why would somebody from Ukraine be directly targeting President Trump? And of course, we know, by the way, that this individual was someone who was a foreign fighter from Ukraine. So
sure. Look,
It could be a situation like this where
Jack,
maybe
we're
somebody
out of time.
Knew that Ralph.
What about
maybe
Senator
someone
Hawley?
Knew that Ralph was there. And look, Senator Hawley, of course, Senator Hawley has the information. We're going to be working with his office. We're working with Senator Johnson's office. We're working with Gates' office. We're putting it all together. Alex, by Monday, we are going to have the biggest and most in-depth briefing that anyone has given yet on the Trump assassination attempts.
And it's going to go out to tens of millions of Tucker supporters, because after the event, Tucker will put it out. It is so huge. You don't even got to do your own show coming up. 60 seconds left. Other intel.
Look, the biggest other intel I've been told is that the Secret Service knows about biochemical threats to Trump rallies, and they've been putting out biochemical scanners next to the magnetometers. They look like a little black box. They look like something that sits on the ground. But this is something the Secret Service did actively know about even prior to the Tucson rally. So something is going on where they know that there are people who are experiencing these chemical-related symptoms. And now this situation where you've got a group of people that were together experiencing the same symptoms is something that actually the Secret Service has been tracking and is looking for in their threat picture.
What about lasers?
Lasers could be something else, because again, you know, this guy was able to get a rangefinder right up to a Trump rally in Butler. So who knows? It doesn't look like the Secret Service has been letting in many different devices.
That's right. A handheld laser can burn somebody's eyes out in a matter of 30 seconds. And you can't see
pilots.
You can't see infrared lasers. Jack Masovic, thank you so much for the time. Talk to you soon, and I will see you in Reading, my friend.
See you on Monday, Alex.
All right. Rasmussen Polster coming up. Mike Adams coming up on the lasers. Stay with us. Second hour. This bad boy is the number one seller at the alexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operation as we fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.